the 49ers won 5 in a row to start the season. Part of that story was how they closed out the prior season.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They...
aside from the Eagles game, what did they win? I think with the 5 in a row, wasn't it like 18 and 19?
No, aside from the Eagles game, nothing. They had not lost.
That's right. The Eagles game is included.
That's right. They beat the Eagles.
Yeah.
They are the Eagles.
Well,
even,
no, I'm thinking,
the Eagles aren't even playing.
I'm
in this.
Thinking. Yeah, I'm thinking of the NFC Championship.
Yeah. They hadn't lost a regular season game since October 23rd.
Yeah.
Where they had lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
So they had won.
Christian McCaffrey's first game.
Right.
Off the plane.
Right off the plane.
I watched that in an airport in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, because where were you traveling from again?
I was out of town.
I won't even say where he was. I think if I got this right.
Coming back from Jamaica, everybody.
That was where I think they almost kept you.
No, that was, it got crazy.
They had won, this is a quick count, hopefully I didn't, they won 10 in a row.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And that added to the conversation of dominance. That's 15 straight regular season wins.
Right. And then you talk about, like, the loss that they had was mm-hmm. when the quarterback ripped his elbow up. And it's like, if it wasn't for that, they might not have ever lost or something like that.
Yeah.
So that also, you're right, that's a good point by you. That played into the talk of dominance
mm-hmm.
with the 49ers last year.
Yeah. That talk won't happen this year, though.
I don't think so either.
It will simply be, and what you know, you know, Patrick Mahomes, rightfully so, Kansas City Chiefs, and he rightfully will get the praise. And they deserve it. That's a, like, they lost at the end of overtime. They lost in a first ever game where I wasn't really sure what was going to happen if they didn't score. I was watching the clock wind down going, what happens here? I know the game's not over. But do they flip the coin again? Do they change sides? Like, what is about to happen? And I'm not trying to be funny. Obviously, it didn't matter. We didn't need to find out, or we didn't find out. But that's a one of one.
Mm.
There is no other Super Bowl in the history of the NFL that has that.
Right.
And right. It adds to the emotional draining. It adds to the vibes, and it adds to the frustration of two very, very, very important players not being a part of this training camp and not, at least publicly, having any end in sight for what's going on with them and the team.
Yeah. Oh, man. They should have won a Super Bowl. God, everything would have, like, been different if they would have won the Super Bowl. Everything.
Is that... Well, damn. No, it's not. Because I was going to say, is that the Lakers series for the Kings? But they still had to beat New Jersey. And look,
yeah,
look, I know, I understand, but they still had to do it.
Mm.
There was nothing left the 49ers had to do.
That was it.
This is a, again, I said this is this very well may be a one of one type of loss. There have been painful losses before. There's been, you know, Scott Norwood, there's been all of these different, this is a tough one to recover from.
Yeah, I don't know which, people talk about this all the time, about the 49ers since 2011, the losses, I mean, it is as bad as it gets. Like, they have never been beat up in any of these losses. It has been.
Remind me.
Well, let's do it, let's go.
No, sorry. I remember, I obviously remember the key plays in the Kansas City, first Kansas City game. What was there a moment in the Rams game?
They're up 10 in the fourth quarter. Tart drops an interception.
Tart drops the interception. That's what it was.
And it's like, for real. Oh, they would have had the ball.
That's
at the
right.
very least, like, I'm not even saying they score. At the very least, you're
taking time off
4.5 minutes off the clock.
Yeah.
He drops the interception, but... You've got, we'll work back where they got the Chiefs, they got the Rams, or they got the Eagles, Brock.
Well, yeah, you know, Brock gets
hurt. You got the Rams game we just talked about. You up 10 in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. You've got, we'll go back to the Harbaugh years, you've got Seattle, you know, in that game.
Yeah.
You've got the Super Bowl against
Baltimore.
The Ravens. You're five yards away. They don't run the ball
once.
And then you've got Kyle Williams. I mean, that's, what am I, seven games?
Kyle Williams is the drop punts. Yeah. New York?
Against the Giants. That's seven games.
Kyle has turned the show off, by the way. He's not reliving this.
And like I said, it's never just, oh, man, that was the better team that day. You know, they may have been better. I'm not discrediting them. But it wasn't like, you lost by 13, and they just got you. It's always been just somebody just socking you right in the gut.
I was rooting pretty tough for that 49ers team against the Ravens. That was, I don't like Ray Lewis. I like John Harbaugh. I like both Harbaughs. I think they're both very good coaches. Mm-hmm. One's a cheater, the other one isn't, but they're both
well,
very good coaches.
That was unnecessary.
That was the first 49ers Super Bowl after my grandpa passed away, and mm-hmm. he was such a huge 49ers fan. I wanted them to win so bad mm-hmm. for him. Certainly was an epic night.
It certainly was an epic night.
Epic day, I guess, for us. But yeah, that one's brutal. Like I can see all four plays at the end of that game. Like I'm Kenny Caraway. I could see all of them. Like, oh my God.
And one of the killers there too was they didn't run the ball at all. The one time they were about to run it, it was going to be a keeper with Cap going to his left,
mm-hmm.
and the play clock was winding down, and they got the play off. They ended up getting the snap off in time, but Harbaugh wasn't sure it was going to happen. And right before the snap, he calls the timeout. They kind of like snapped the ball. Everybody moved. You know, they're not sure that the whistle's been blown yet, and they snapped the ball. Cap has it, and he's one-on-one with old, decrepit Ray Lewis on the left side. He would have ran so fast past Ray Lewis into the end zone.
I do want to point out, Cheryl in Baltimore has checked in at the perfect time, so I'd be careful about how you talk about her Ravens.
Hey, Cheryl. Yeah. Oh, man.
Cheryl and B. Moore checking in just in time for this conversation.
Man, I can't believe they won that game. They had Ray Lewis one-on-one. He was going to run so fast past Ray Lewis. He would have ran past him twice if they would have let that play go.
We talk about how different some of these things would be for the team. How different is everything if Colin Kaepernick wins? And I think it's fair. Is it different?
Yeah.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
It feels like it. I don't know, but it sure feels like you got a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Well, one of the things that would have been different as well is, as Cheryl say, Ray would have cracked his head. Ray's old ass.
Oh, Ray might have.
Ray would have pulled a hamstring trying to keep up with
Cap.
We
know Ray's prone to violence, so maybe he would have. Did they have their white jerseys on that day? Because
they did.
Well, we know how Ray acts when he wears white. And I guess no one cares. Let's get Leezy in here. 916-909-1320. What's up, Leezy?
Yo, D-Lo and KC, what's popping, guys?
What up,
what's
baby?
What's going on, H-A-L?
What's up, man? We in the building. Hey, man, I'm picking up from the insiders earlier, KC. I'm staying on subject. I just want to ask about the Niners mm-hmm. and their quarterback. Okay. Hey, so there's that ranking or whatever about the quarterbacks, and KC, you don't seem to think Hurts is better than Purdy. I understand. That's your guy. But wouldn't you say Purdy benefits more from being with Kyle Shanahan than Hurts with Sirianni, who I agree is a bad coach?
Sure, he probably does. Does Patrick Mahomes benefit from having Andy Reid?
Yeah, but you could put Patrick Mahomes on any team.
How do you know? He couldn't even win nothing in college. So how are we just going to say you can put him with any quarterback or any coach and he will win? Yeah. You might be right, Leezy. We don't know that, though.
You can put Patrick Mahomes on the Jets, he win. You can put him on the Bills.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I'm just going off his two championships, man.
Andy Reid. Why is everybody so quick to discredit coaches? Why do you hate coaches, Leezy?
Andy Reid's my coach. I had Andy Reid for years on the Eagles. He won with Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. They go hand in hand.
Maybe if your old quarterback wasn't throwing up on the sidelines, he would have won that Super Bowl too.
I agree. That was McNabb's fault. I'm a T.O. guy. T.O., he showed up. McNabb didn't show up. I agree on that, T.O.
That's facts.
WIP.
By the way, happened.
By the way, this is the most like blackest I think I've ever heard. Leezy, what you been doing, Leezy?
He said, "Dog, I'm telling you, my guy.
Leezy,
you know what I mean?
Leezy been watching Rap City reruns or something." And then he came firing. His voice got deeper.
Hyped.
His voice got deeper talking about Andy Reid. Boy. Man. All right, Leezy.
Must be football season.
Boy. Yeah, it's man, football
it's
season.
Back, baby. Let's go.
Man, jump in that chatty
hey, come
house.
Come on, Stephen Brown.
Jump on these.
Come on.
B-A-L. The Chatty House brought to you by Matthews Mattress Labor Day sales event going on right now. Huge savings on every mattress in the store. This is the time to buy your mattress. There will not be bigger deals at any point the rest of the year. You need a mattress. Go get it now.
Yes.
Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. They got great financing options for you right now. In fact, they got the best financing options for you right now. 60-month special financing with zero interest, with no money down, on approved credit, with equal monthly payments required. Ask your significant other, hey, we need a new mattress, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Head over to MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location. Elk Grove, got it.
That's
Roseville,
right.
Got it. Citrus Heights, Art, got it. They have locations everywhere. MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. Tell them D'Lo and Casey sent you and go get you a mattress.
Absolutely. And don't forget, buy by five, sleep by nine with that same day delivery. They'll remove the old set as well.
Do that, man. We'll come back. I almost want Leezy to call back. He was so fired up. D'Lo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Real quick, you mentioned Jeremy.
Well, it might not be real quick because I really did forget to follow up with Brandon, and he might just be doing something else at this point. I did text him because I forgot we got to send him an email. I forgot it's his first time on the show.
Yeah.
And he just might be doing something else. He might be the hell with these dudes.
Well, I mean, it might be like Joe D when he was out, you know, on a nature trail. About to climb a mountain or something.
He was about to climb a mountain, yeah. Joe D has had some interesting... He's had some low-key legendary pop-ins here with D'Lo and Casey.
Shout out Joe Davidson. He shows up, though, every time.
Every time. That's every time.
Joe D, man. We got to talk to him next week before the big Grant Intercom game. I got to talk to him.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I thought about something, too. That is the same day as our tailgating party.
I saw that.
Might have to slide out early. I don't have to be there at the
first. It's also 106.
Really?
Yeah.
We're talking about our company tailgating party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we had a word.
Well...
Did they talk to you too? I was following your rule.
Well, no, you're right, and that was the right thing to do. They moved the start time.
Like
it doesn't start
broadcast.
At 1. It starts at 3. So you have an appointment that day and have to leave at 4 o'clock, you can't make it.
Yeah.
KC may have a football game to go to that day.
That won't keep me from going. The football game's not till 7 o'clock. So.
Well, just remember, it takes an hour to get to the real compound, the Kauffman compound. It takes an hour in nothing but traffic.
Yeah,
you're just with cars on the street.
Well.
For
good thing Joe Budden was 4.5 hours, so I'll have something to listen to.
Yeah.
I was going to say, though, Jerry Lorenzo, we were talking about the new fair guideline and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like that. I went to his IG. Oh, I had to get some of those shoes. I know it was 3 stripes, but those are fire. The fair guy shoes he got, those are fire. He got a couple of pictures where he's like courtside, and he's got, looks. I don't know exactly like what the name is, but they're like some... They look like almost like Air Maxes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fire. I might have to get those.
I wonder if we could ever get Jerry Lorenzo to do the show.
I don't know.
Dad did the show.
Yeah. It's a good question.
Call his dad. Hey, could you ask your son to join the show?
I'd want to talk to Jerry again.
I'd love to talk to Jerry. That was a great conversation. That was an absolutely great conversation. Well, welcome to Sacramento, Brandon Benitez, CBS 13. The worst slums of Sacramento. Yeah, that's my bad, bro. I didn't follow up with you. Didn't send you the link.
I didn't even think. Like, I was tripping myself, man. My bad.
It's all good. We'll just fill this time, continuing the conversation we were having. Maybe we can get angry ass Leezy to call back here, or black ass Leezy, as Stephen called him earlier. I don't know what it was. Leezy's voice got deep. He was like aggressive. He was not pleased. By the way, the I do hate the Patrick Mahomes can play anywhere line, because it's such a discredit to the guy who I think is inarguably the best coach in the game.
Yeah, it can. I mean, and we don't know that. I think Patrick Mahomes would be really good anywhere because he's talented. But to say he just win two, three Super Bowls anywhere else, to say he'd even win one anywhere else, like if he went to Carolina, they win in a Super Bowl? Probably not.
I think more quarterbacks die in the NFL because of poor coaching or bad coaches and poor franchises than actually make it. Mm-hmm. And the fact that a guy who we believe is a really, really good quarterback landed with a really, really good coach is a positive for everybody.
Right.
Like if he had landed with Jacksonville or Carolina, as you pointed out right there, those, like, Trevor Lawrence already had a couple of coaches.
Right. They told us Sam Darnold would play well because he was with Kyle Shanahan.
That's right. That's a good point. They said he was going to start.
Yeah. Well, that's actually – look at Jimmy Garoppolo with Kyle Shanahan and without Kyle Shanahan. Mm-hmm. With Kyle Shanahan, he's going to NFC championships and Super Bowls. Without Kyle Shanahan, he's a backup. Mm-hmm. Stop downplaying what coaches do in the NFL.
My thing is, too, is like – a coach is coach, whatever. Like, if it's a good quarterback, it's a good quarterback. The coach will get the most out of that or whatever. The quarterback sucks. You're going to see that too, no matter who you put him with. Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's like a fine line. Like, Josh Allen doesn't suck.
Right.
Like, no matter what, we can find faults in him in terms of the way that, like, he's talked about and, you know, as if he's on some, like, level of greatness. Like, we could pick that apart, but he does not suck at all. Mm-hmm. There are a whole lot of questions about his head coach, though.
Yeah,
we talking about quarterbacks. Talking about, oh, Patrick Mahomes could be anywhere. I mean, I ask you, Patrick Mahomes doing what he's doing with Urban Meyer?
Jeez,
y'all remember nasty. Urban Meyer? Anybody remember Urban Meyer was an NFL coach?
That would be nasty.
Worst coach of all time.
And it's like not even like arguable.
Right.
They brought that man in as if it was a big deal and fired him before the first year was over.
And look, once again, I think Patrick Mahomes would be really good and pretty much, like, he'd be a talented player anywhere he went because he's a talented player. He has a level of talent. But when you talk about winning, when you talk about winning Super Bowls, that's a total team effort. And also, I don't think Patrick Mahomes or Brock Purdy or anybody should be penalized or looked down upon because they got a good coach and good teammates.
Well, it's like they used to say the same thing about Jared Goff. It's like, are we saying that same case now? It's like, no, they're just a good quarterback. No, same with Purdy.
It's just a good quarterback. They talk about, I love that when they talk about Mahomes and like he does it all by himself. Like he doesn't have what some say is one of the top five coaches to ever coach. And some say the best tight end that ever played a game. But they don't ever talk about his weapons. Matter of fact, they disregard that and talk about he don't have no receivers.
Mm.
Well, he's got the ultimate receiver, the ultimate mismatch that nobody can match up with that he's able to get the ball to. And he shouldn't have to apologize for that. He's not any less great because of that guy, Travis Kelce, or that guy, Andy Reid. He's still great in his own right.
And he started his career with Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which means Tua Tagovailoa is now going to be the new greatest quarterback of all time.
Can't wait. You're
just lob that joint to Tyreek over and over and over again. No, oh, he overthrew him. Nope, he didn't. Tyreek caught up to it.
Is Mike McDaniels on the hot seat?
No.
Oh,
same,
not at all.
Same type of season. I'm talking about, that's what I mean. I'm sorry, should clarify. They have the same type of season.
He'll be on the hot seat next year. You can't fold in December, but if they do, yeah, you're not going to fire him this year. Like, you got to figure it out next year, I guess. But next year is like, all right, if you don't, then it's time to move on.
Hey, we just got an email. We can book Greeny, the 25th through the 1st. Greeny and Hembo from Get Up. We can get him on the show.
Who's Hembo?
That's his producer.
Hembo's the stat guy.
Yeah.
He's the guy who throws out these questions that everyone has to answer.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, first off, what's your issue? Why do you always talk about the Jets?
We should have talked to Greeny.
I think we've missed out not having Tyrese, too.
Tyrese?
Yeah, last week.
Oh, Tyrese.
Everyone who's had him on has had a viral clip this week.
Tyrese.
Shannon Sharp, $1 million worth of game, Breakfast Club.
Did we have a chance to get Tyrese? Yeah, I can't remember.
We get those emails where it's like, oh, book our guest or whatever.
That's right. And we were wait a minute. Hold on a second. You guys voted.
No. Mrs. Fox voted.
That's right.
We listen to Mama
and
that, Fox.
Hey, Mama Fox's verdict stands.
Yeah.
She said no
she
Tyrese.
Said, she just said no.
That's facts.
She said no.
What she said.
Okay.
Yeah. Mama Fox has spoken.
That's it right there.
Mama Fox has spoken. I haven't even heard all of the Tyrese interview yet.
I haven't heard. I wanted to listen to John Cena on Club Shay Shay. I hadn't heard that yet either. I gotta keep up. I'm trying to keep up with Joe Budden, and that's what's
we ain't even through the episode that dropped on Saturday, and he dropped a new one.
I'm like, I don't know how I'm gonna keep up with this stuff.
I was about to end my boycott, and I saw the length of that episode. I was like, I'm never gonna get through this. So like. Like, why even bother starting? I'm not going to get through this episode. I just won't. There's a couple of things. Speaking of appearances, George Kittle was on Pat McAfee. Mm. I didn't get a chance to finish the interview. As you'd probably expect, not much was really in there.
Right.
But he, you know, gave the player line. You know, love those guys. And you know, I think they're going to get this worked out. They got to do what's best for them. And, you know, once it all gets worked out, we'll be out there.
Yeah. I mean, that's about all he can say, all I'd expect him to say. I wonder how he really feels, though. I think it's along the lines of that. Like, he doesn't look at them any differently. Yeah. But I wonder if he looks at it like, man, this is hurting our opportunities to win.
Well, I think, because, like, from watching the clip and all, I think that's exactly how he feels, just because he kind of said like that's what they all have gone through and stuff like that. Like, he talked about the players, they're all out there like trying to get a bag at one point, and then when you're able to do that, like, go for it.
Yeah, it's
I think they understand there's both sides to it.
Yeah, I think they understand that money side for sure. This is hurting our chances to win.
Mm.
This is hurting our chances to win. And you know, I if you got him in an honest moment, you know, he may say something different, because Kittle, I remember he restructured his deal last year or something like that. And Kittle was like, yeah, restructured my deal. Mm-hmm. And I think they alluded to like, oh, do you team friendly? Like, were you, he's like, no, I won't say more. I just restructured.
He was, I remember that. Yeah.
With what happened.
Yeah.
So he's probably like, yeah, get all your money, because when it's on the other side, they're gonna do what they have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I'm glad you. That's a good way to transition to. I had been on the search for details on CeeDee Lamb's contract, like the real details.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out at some point yesterday. I think yesterday morning they finally dropped. And this is why the frustration, and we can tie Brandon Ayuk into this very, very easily based on some things Kyle shared with me this morning and some reports that have been out there. This average annual value thing is ridiculous. Like, I do not understand it. I don't know why this is the focal point, and I don't know why these guys think we're stupid enough to not understand like what this means. And maybe we are, because me, you, everybody listening, the Chatty House, we're obviously very passionate about sports.
Mm-hmm.
So we're probably in the weeds a little bit more than maybe the average football fan is. Right. Like, we love sports, we consume sports, we use it to get through our day. We know that the average annual value doesn't mean anything. Mm. It literally means nothing. Tyreek Hill will be one of the best examples because he's a wide receiver who's brought into this conversation. Tyreek Hill's average annual value was $30 million until you remove the final year of his contract, which was worth $45 million that he was never going to see. Then his average annual value became like 22 or 23 or 24, something like somewhere between 22 and 24. Mm-hmm. They restructured it so it's really $30 million now, mm-hmm. and it's a shorter span with more money on it. But the numbers that matter, the $67 million that are guaranteed at signing, and how do you get to the $100 million guarantee? And this is something that I worked at a lot this morning reading through the details of CeeDee Lamb's contract. The term guarantee is a trick. Mm. It's not, hey, So the deal was 138. Mm-hmm. So it makes you think $138 million, $100 million is guaranteed. Mm-hmm. All right, pal, not exactly. Each year, starting not this year, this is the 24-25 season, starting after the 25 season, mm-hmm. they have the ability to get out of the Cowboys have the ability to get out of the contract. After the 25-26 season, they won't. The dead hit, the dead cap hit is massive. It's like $60 million. They're not doing it. So you can assume that the 25 he's owed, and the way that it works is the 26 salary becomes guaranteed at a point after the 25 season. So unless something completely goes to hell, mm-hmm. he's going to get that money. The most likely scenario is that CeeDee Lamb's going to probably earn about $93 million of that $100 million because the final year of that contract, and this is where the Brandon Ayuk thing becomes like a little bit more important. Mm-hmm. The final year of that contract, there's $7 million guaranteed. Hmm. That's what gets the $100 million guaranteed. Now, after the 26th season, mm-hmm. with $7 million out there, what do you think happens?
Probably restructure or cut them.
Absolutely. That's what's going to happen. And unless something completely unforeseen happens with CeeDee Lamb or the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to restructure that deal, and he's going to get another what will be likely 3-year deal, or maybe two, or it'll be a 3-year deal that they have an out at after two that pays him a big ton of money.
So if I read that or heard that correctly, the real guarantee is $93 million.
It's most likely most $93 million.
Yeah.
The real guarantee is $67 million. Mm. That's the money from his signing bonus, which I think was 38, mm-hmm. and his money for this upcoming year. The second finger to iPad, pen to paper, whatever it is, $60 million right out the gate. Mm. He's earning that. The likelihood of him being cut after this, it's non-existent.
Right.
And the likelihood of him being cut the next year, non-existent. Again, cap hits are in this, like we're talking $60-plus million, mm-hmm. $50-plus million. That final year, the cap hit drops to like 11, mm. and the guarantee becomes 7. There was a report, I think it was from Jordan Schultz, that said one thing that the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk's people are hung up on is the final year of that contract and how much of it is guaranteed. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Yeah.
Get out of it that final year. Mm-hmm. Get your 3 years. Get $60 to $65 million at signing.
Right.
Get a guarantee in the range of $80 to $90. The average annual value means nothing. Hmm. And then after your third year, you're young enough that after that third year, they're going to be in a position. I'm sorry, Brock Purdy's going to be into year 3 of his contract. And we're going to go, no, we're going to get wet a ride receiver 1? Hmm. Of course not. take the $7 million guarantee or $8 million guarantee because it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's all to create these souped up numbers that aren't real. $100 million guaranteed for CeeDee Lamb is not a real number. It's not even the real guarantee.
So the interesting thing,
I hate that was this a, stuff. That was it's a great so fake.
That was a great breakdown by you. The interesting thing about that is, I know you were talking about CD comparing it to Brandon Ayuk, but I started thinking about Trent Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we consider? And I guess it's more than just guaranteed. He wants more money, but his contract is almost as close as it gets to a fully guaranteed contract. Because of those cap hits at the end.
That's what it feels like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not going to cut him and take a $34 million pay cut or whatever it is in that final. Like, the last two seasons are crazy on the cap hits. So it's damn near guaranteed you're going to get that money. Now, it feels like he wants to be top dog. I mean, all right. But you're getting $30-plus million for the last two seasons.
Yeah, and so that's the thing I'm a little hung up on is why is that so easy for us to figure out?
Right, there has to be
exactly that's what I mean. Like there has to be a component to this that because
I don't get this cap. Yeah, I don't get this. So if I feel like I figured it out,
but
there's gotta be more.
We understand dead money.
Yeah,
so. Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then the other part of that is, if, and I guess if you're the Niners, it's the way that you, it's a safety net maybe.
Yeah.
But like if I'm Trent Williams people or whatever, I'm like, well, why don't you just make it guaranteed anyway? Like if you're not going to cut me, right. Obviously, just make it guaranteed.
And that's what I thought from jump, because it's virtually what they did with Christian McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. But they added a little bit to it. They didn't add a lot to it, like $1.5 million.
Yeah,
you know, in KC's world, that's not a lot of money. Like,
what do you mean?
It's no big deal.
What are you talking about?
I have the top left tackles. The discrepancy. Wow, this is interesting. So Trent Williams' total guarantee for this contract was $45 million. Fully guaranteed.
Yeah.
Fully guaranteed was 40. As we know, those are gone. So again, total guarantees not the same as like the actual guarantee. Mm-hmm. The players above them have these outrageous, like Andrew Thomas, for example. He New York Giants, 67 total guaranteed, 67 fully guaranteed. Okay. Mm-hmm. Laremy Tunsil, the Texans. Mm-hmm. $60 million total guarantee, $50 million fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Christian Darrisaw, the Vikings, $77 million guaranteed, mm-hmm. $43 million total guarantee, or fully guaranteed, excuse me. 43 is the number. So the discrepancy between Trent, I mean, if we're talking Andrew Thomas, Andrew's 25 years old. Trent's 36. He's not going to get a contract that like tops that number because you need a 4-year deal to do that.
Right.
I think with Trent Williams, we're talking 2 years, which is where you get back to that stupid average annual value nonsense, which in that regard, there's a discrepancy of there's a difference of $3 million between those players, between Trent Williams and Darrisaw is at the top at 26. Laremy Tunsil's 25. 25 even. Andrew Thomas is 23.5. And then there's Trent at 23.
So, and once again, I guess I'm missing something because
yep.
This seems.
No, we're just idiots. That's what it is.
This seems way too simplistic to figure this out. But you talk about all those guys and their fully guarantees, or I think you said.
The Thomas. Total versus the fully, yeah.
Yeah, the fully guaranteed is like 60-something million dollars. Mm-hmm. You said a couple numbers.
Mm-hmm. I threw a lot of numbers at you.
I'm looking at Trent Williams, and I'm looking at the cap hit. And that's what we always look to say, look, bro, they're not gonna just release you if they still have $30+ million on the books from your contract.
Mm-hmm.
The cap hit in the next 3 years for Trent Williams is $10 million this year, 34, so now we're up to 44.
I think you're wrong.
Okay.
Are you on Spot Track?
Yes.
Look at the line between 23 and 25.
The one that says potential out?
Yeah.
That's so, now, isn't it?
It's exactly. It's right now.
And then cut him.
So is this?
So you're getting your $10 million. They're not going to, or excuse me, you're getting your $20 million. They're not going to cut you. That's the way I'm reading it. If they were going to do you dirty and get out of that contract, it was this offseason. They're not doing that. So,
You're right. The $29 million cap hit is if they cut him right now.
Right.
Got you. You're right. My bad.
He's getting, what are we at? 42. He's getting $72 million guaranteed or $74 million guaranteed. The way we're looking at this, right? Because we don't believe they're going to cut him and take a $37 million cap hit. So his salary is $20 million this year, $22 million next year, and $32 million in the last year. You're damn near guaranteed $70-something million.
Maybe I'm reading this wrong. I could absolutely be reading this wrong. What's the dead cap this year?
10. Which
doesn't that mean you can cut him at the end of this year for 10?
So here's the one thing that's what I'm seeing as well. That's the way I'm looking at that as well.
So he's looking at it. Okay, this is live, pal. RIP Sid. We're working through this. We got to take a commercial break. Don't you dare go anywhere, folks. I think we just figured something out. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right. We might have had a breakthrough here. Did you have something you wanted to bring us back with?
Just something real quick. I don't know if you guys had saw this, but this came up on my feed that I did not see. Did you hear about that Peyton Manning, Bill Belichick show?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard about that
mm-hmm.
on ESPN Plus, where they look ahead at a game that week. That's going to be pretty good. I kind of feel like I'd rather them look back at a game.
So I think Bill's doing some Manning cast.
He's doing every – I thought I read he's doing every Manning cast, but just the first half.
Okay.
Ah.
And, yeah, that show that you're talking about had been kind of rumored, like alluded to a few times, and I think today was the day they announced
gotcha.
It. Like official.
I think that's going to be a good show. Peyton and Bill Belichick breaking down the game.
I'm anxious to see what sort of personality Bill Belichick is. Doesn't he have a show with, like, one of the gambling?
I think he's on Underdog.
Oh, Underdog. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was at the draft, did a good job there. Him and Nick Saban. I think they're both going to do really well.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, speaking of rollouts, the rollout for the Netflix show. Yeah, I forgot the name of it.
Starting
it's
Five
on,
or something?
It's on my story. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. The rollout for that has begun, and Domantas Sabonis is a part of it,
yes,
which we knew. Like, we always knew that. But that's pretty exciting, man. This thing is debuting as I'm stalling because acting like I remember the day. October 9th. October 9th, LeBron with a perfectly cut beard in this promo. Well,
shout out LeBron.
Along with Tatum, Ant-Man, Jimmy Butler, and our guy, Domantas Sabonis, starting five.
I wonder how they got Domantas Sabonis on there.
Yeah, it definitely feels different.
How many times do you think they asked him to speak up while filming all this?
Hey, Domas, can you slow down? Like, I know you want us out of your house, but could you slow down a little bit?
You know,
from what Ham tells us, he's really comfortable in those types of environments. It's the pressers with 50 people standing around him, not 50, just but not a ASAP, dozen people standing around him.
He wants that done ASAP.
That he doesn't like, yeah.
I'm looking forward to that show. We didn't talk about this last week. Did you see Netflix teased one of those shows for the Olympic basketball?
I did.
That.
Yeah, I did. I did.
I want to see that. It's a USA.
I just want Tatumite. I just want Tatumite the whole time.
Camera zooms in on Tatum's face and he's just dead staring at Steve Kerr.
Get Tatum in the confessional.
Oh, do it. Do it.
That was USA, Canada, Germany, Serbia, France, I think it was, the teams they were talking about. So
they played Serbia twice?
Played Serbia twice. Yeah, Serbia twice, France once. So that's Netflix is doing their thing. Netflix is doing their thing right now.
I did get a kick out of this, Michael, as me when LeBron said that Bronny can't call him dad on the court. I thought I got it.
You should call me 2-3 or something.
GOAT. Whatever you want. Bron.
I can't wait to see that.
Dad!
I hope the first time they play together is against the Kings. Because that's the second game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully Bronny gets benched in the opening night. And then he plays his first game against the Kings. That would be a monumental moment. Full circle moment, except it's not in Sacramento, but still.
Bronny making his... So Bronny, tell us about that time you debuted in Sacramento. Do you know that your dad debuted here, Bronny? Oh, I can't wait for the questions. LeBron, what would it mean for you for your son to debut on the same floor that you debuted on?
Well, see, it would be even more ridiculous because they'd be like, Bron, what would it feel like for your son to debut against the same team that you debuted? It ain't even in the same city.
It's not the same.
Kings are going to be on the road that game. Bronny, how does it feel? You debuted against the Kings.
Oh, that's right. The home opener is the opener.
And then
opener,
your dad
opener.
Debuted against the Kings in Sacramento.
It's got to be a moment for you guys, right? And then when he comes to Sacramento, Bronny, how does it feel?
They ask LeBron about that every year he comes to Sacramento.
To be on the same floor that your dad debuted on. Well, it's not the same floor. It's an entirely different arena. The arena my dad debuted on was demolished in slow motion for like 6 weeks, and this entire city cried about it nonstop after wanting to get rid of it for a decade.
The Lakers Kings play each other like 3 times in 1 week, so we'll get that question ran up with them a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. D'Lo versus Arco Arena is one of the best.
True, Dan. How does it feel to play in the worst slums in Sacramento?
Oh, that is great. Put it on a shirt. That's what we need. Put it on a shirt.
Such a great line. The worst slums of Sacramento.
Who had a worse retirement, Brett Favre or Arco Arena?
Well,
everything Brett Favre does is the worst.
Yeah, Arco doesn't need to be in jail. Like Arco Arena was annoying, and to be fair, it wasn't Arco. It was some of you. Oh, driving by the old barn one more time. Will you shut the hell up? We said goodbye to it like 10 times.
The old barn.
The old barn. What? Y'all hated that arena for like the last 8 years of its existence. And it cried for a month as that thing was being slowly demolished. Put some dynamite under that bitch and let me watch it fall to the ground. No, we're going to blow up this side. And then a month later, we'll blow up this side. Oh, it's finally gone. Okay, dude, whatever, man. Just ridiculous. Y'all were so ridiculous with that damn arena. Been going to the Golden One Center for 4 years, 5 years.
Oh, but now the old barn is that's hilarious.
The old barn. Stay tuned after the game. Morgan tours Arco Arena. All right. You know it's ridiculous.
Oh, man. It's hilarious. I told you I saw
the arena. I bumped into Triple H in the bathroom.
Wait a minute. I remember. Tell the story again. Tell the story again.
We were there for, I don't remember what, if it was SmackDown. I don't remember what it was, but obviously I was with Kara because we went through the
VIP,
the downstairs entrance, and there was a bathroom by what was once like the family room, and it was like, well, we're down here, I'm gonna run to the restroom real quick before we go to our seats. And as I'm walking to the restroom, someone comes walking out, and we bump right into each other. Oh, excuse me. And it was Triple H. Like, it was so he wasn't on the card. I think he was recovering from an injury, and I don't even know if he was like back yet.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, ran like smack dab into Triple H. And it's my first thought was, well, I'm really glad we like ran into each other on his way out, and it wasn't one of those things where I had to stand in the urinal next to Triple H and just like pretend like that's not Triple H. And I didn't. It wasn't even like, oh man, Triple H. It was just like, oh, sorry, bro. It's all good.
Excuse me, bro.
Kept moving.
All right. Yeah, excuse me.
And that's it.
The great things, I guess, happened in Sacramento Kings bathrooms, because I told this story before.
Do they?
What? Well, look, you met Triple H.
I did meet Triple H.
See, that's what I'm saying. You met Triple H.
It sounds like it's been multiple things have happened.
Well, no, because this is what I was saying. I've told this story before, but one time I was at the Golden 1 Center.
Yeah.
I was there for the NCAA tournament. Lonzo and UCLA were there, whatever. Shout out to my guy, Bo.
Yeah.
He said, yo, come watch the game. We got a suite. You know, my uncle, we got the suite here. I was like, all right, bet.
That's how you roll.
You know what I mean? Bet. I'm coming up to the suite life. You know what I mean? Come there, watch the game or whatever, have to use the bathroom. You know, I'm at the stall, you know, using the bathroom. All of a sudden, Uncle V walks in. Mm-hmm. Uncle V, he uses the stall next to me. And I was about to say something to him, but I was like, I don't want to talk to nobody while either one of us are using the restroom. And then I just washed my hands. Like, he didn't finish before I was done, so.
He didn't finish. Jesus Christ.
So
this freaking show, dude. I swear to God, we hit an entirely note.
So I just washed my hands and got out of there. I didn't say nothing to him.
He didn't finish before I was done. God damn it, man.
And when I say that, I mean washing my hands.
I know. No, wow. Well, great things happen in Sacramento bathrooms, according to Kenny Caraway.
That would have been bizarre. I finish, wash my hands, and I stand there and wait for my back to finish.
Hey, Uncle B.
Weirdo, get away from me. Oh, man. No, what's going to happen next in Darko Arena or Sacramento Arena bathrooms? Hopefully only good things. You know, it's football season, because I know you've seen a bunch of fights over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I saw at least three videos.
We was watching a couple yesterday. Was it or Monday during the show?
Which ones?
Where the dude beat up like three people.
Oh, that
wasn't that at a game?
No, that was just in. So they're saying it was in Vegas, and I thought it looked like.
Oh, that's right. It was. He was at a.
He was in a casino.
He was at the cage.
They said it was in Vegas, and I knew it looked a little off. That was in Maryland.
Yeah, I saw they said Maryland after that, too.
Yeah, that was in the casino in Maryland. I think I walked
He was at. He was at the cage, right? The thing where you. Get the money?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe it's not called a cage.
I mean, I know what you're talking about. I don't know if he was there. It looked like it was just in the middle of the video, lobby.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Beat up them. Yeah, so that had nothing to do
with it. That was insane.
They're still breaking that one down.
Goodness gracious.
But yeah, they had a Raiders-Niners fight. I saw that. And then I think there was the other fight I saw somewhere. It's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. Every football season, like, come on, man.
Well, it's every happens. I feel like this
That's
doesn't
just
happen.
Sports.
Yeah. Well, I don't feel like it happens with basketball. It feels like it happens with baseball and football.
Mm-hmm. And baseball, I don't mean to be this way. I don't know whose fault it is, but it happens a lot with the Dodgers. It happens a lot with the Dodgers. And don't let the Dodgers and Padres play each other. Oh, my gosh. That's right, Cowboys and Chargers. That was a melee.
Oh yeah, that was a circus.
That was an absolute melee. But I know you say it's sports. It is like 10 times more in football.
Well, Norm points out too. This probably. I mean, it's alcohol in sports, and
it's way more in football.
Everyone's always charged up all the time now too.
I agree.
So it's that time of year.